I never cease to be amazed, you know, friends, at the ideas that people have about God. I wonder what idea you've got about God. Is he a God that you've created in your own image like many of us do? You've sort of thought up your own idea about who God is and what he's like and what he does. And he's a God of love and he'll always sort of make allowances for you. And he's a sort of God who never sort of sees people down and out. And if you call upon him, he's always there. And he's a God who will help you in trouble. And he's not a God who expects you to be fanatical and come to church and all that sort of business. And if you just quietly pray and do your thing quietly and read your Bible from time to time and believe quietly in your heart, then God will sort of accept you. And there's no need for you to become all fanatical about Jesus and all that. Is that the kind of picture you have about God? Countless numbers of people who come to our churches have that kind of picture about God. But my friends, the Bible tells us that God is a holy God. I mean, why did he require a lamb to be slain and blood to be shed and somebody to die on a cross for us? Because you see, he's so holy that he cannot allow anybody to just come into his presence like that. He's holy. He will never tolerate sin, whether it's in your life or mine. And he won't excuse it, friends. No, he won't excuse it. No, he doesn't just pass over and wink at our sins. He requires it from our hands. Do you know that there is something that people think about God that is entirely wrong? Let me tell you this. Do you know that God cannot forgive sins? No, he cannot. He cannot forgive a single solitary sin until it has been atoned for and been judged and the penalty has been paid. God is a holy God. No, friends, he's a holy God. And until we see that, we're going to get ourselves in a tremendous mix-up about God and who he is and what he's like and how we should relate to him.